Peace of love, everybody out there. Truth and love. Look here. This right here. This podcast episode right here has nothing to do with political views or any politics. And the reason why, because I noticed now when you're talking about politics, people get to their feelings. But me personally, I really don't give a shit. I just wanted to make this video about investing. I'm not the smartest guy in the world when it comes to investing, but I do research what you need to invest in this time. Right now it's 2021. We're moving to a whole nother, how can I say this without sounding like a conspiracy? Because the name of the podcast is Truth to the Conspiracy, but we're moving into a whole nother digital age to the point where the paper dollar is basically worth nothing. I'm gonna say this again. We're moving into a point of life where the paper dollar is basically worth nothing. Now, if you're investing into the stock market, that's cool. If you like to do that, but me personally, I stopped investing into the stock market and got into cryptocurrency. And the reason why I'm getting into cryptocurrency, because I noticed cryptocurrency is basically a digital dollar, right? It's lots of cryptocurrencies out here. They're used for, how can I say this? Certain entities. Excuse me, I've spoken to y'all. But when it comes to cryptocurrency, what I notice is it's decentralized. It's not regulated by any government entities or any government officials or anybody that can control your assets. Only you can control it. Only you can control it. Now, this is not me knocking the stock market. Now, I was telling people this shit. If the government constantly gives out federal checks, right, and if they're constantly pushing these bills, giving everybody money, inflation's going to go up. I'm going to say it again, just like I've been telling y'all for months. Inflation's going to give up if the government constantly gives out federal money. Now, when inflation goes up, everything gets forced to be shut up. Your rent, your food, and everything. Now, don't forget, this have an effect on the stock market. I want you to pay attention. You have food companies that's on the market. You have all these companies that's going to get affected by inflation, right? But when it comes to cryptocurrency, that doesn't get affected by inflation because it's the people's money that's controlled by the people. Now, only you can control cryptocurrency. You don't have no guy in New York, sitting behind a desk, pressing a button, ready to short squeeze your ass. I tell people this, and I'm not knocking people for investing into the stock market. But when you invest into the stock market, you're under the illusion that you think that you really own a piece of that company when you really don't. Because everything is controlled by the Western Central Banking System. I'm going to say this again for y'all that don't know. Who controls the Western European Central Banking System? It's the Rothschilds. It's the Rockefellers. The Federal Reserve is a separate entity. See, it sounds like a conspiracy, but this is actually really facts, y'all. So, if the country in debt, right, they can just keep printing out dead money. It doesn't even matter because it's just paper. It holds no value. But if you have cryptocurrency, your money is controlled by the people. So when everybody throws money into cryptocurrency, into the crypto world, you gain more money than basically you put in. Over a short period of time or a long term time. It's however you want to put it. But I tell people, when it comes to crypto, you have to be careful. You have to keep your eye on it, because even though it's not regulated by the government, it still flexes like the stock market. It still flexes like the stock market. But the thing is, everybody that spend money online, that go through these transactions, you have to understand, you're running off certain encrypted cryptocurrency programs. Like, for instance, right? You got Ethereum. Ethereum controls basically every cryptocurrency that's on the machine, except Bitcoin and Dogecoin. So when you got Ethereum controlling everything that goes over computerized transactions, just think about how many of y'all shop online. I'm going to say this again. Cryptocurrency are computerized. It's computerized money that goes through transactions over anything that's computerized. So if you go shopping online, right, and you use your credit card or debit card, right, guess what? You're swapping through an electronical system, which may be running off Ethereum. See, a lot of people don't know that. See, that's why I tell people the paper dollar is losing value, because if you keep pumping the paper dollar out here, guess what? It's not worth anything because everybody got money. When it comes to the stock market, the illusion that you really own a piece of a company, see, you have to understand the wordplay that these CFOs and these CEOs and these big Wall Street guys will use. You got to understand the wordplay. I made in cryptocurrency. I'm not tooting my own horn, or I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or say I'm bigger than everybody. But what I made off cryptocurrency is what people make off the stock market in 30 and 40 years trying to save up. I made that within 9 months, close to a year. But I've been investing in cryptocurrency for over the past, 5 years. But see, cryptocurrency is just now breaking out of its shell in 2020 to 2021. People now are starting to understand what cryptocurrency is when they didn't have a clue. So when inflation hit, right, and all these people decided to pull all their money out these stock companies, guess where they're going to run to? Cryptocurrency, because it holds more weight. Get you physical gold, get some physical silver. At the end of the day, those are tradable assets. You can't trade fucking money. Paper dollar isn't worth anything. I keep telling you. Right now in 2021, bury a $5 bill and bury a piece of gold. Come back. Dig it up in 2025. That $5 is still going to be $5, but I guarantee you that piece of gold is going to be worth more than what the fuck it was worth when you buried it. That's all I got to say, y'all. Invest in cryptocurrency. Don't fall for the foolery. Peace and love, and I'm out.